Down. I know you're going to take notes today, but we want you to hear from a brand new missionary that you haven't heard from yet, and it is Brother Michael Turner, and I'm not going to steal where he's going, but again, hopefully you'll be able to hear from that in class, but he may give you a little bit, at least tell you what his plans are. He has a beautiful family, even though they're not with him right now. His wife is taking care of their brand new baby, amen? And so Brother Michael Turner, you come on and give us a message, and if you want, just tell them about your kids, amen, and your wife that want to be here, amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Well, amen, we serve a great God, do we not?
Amen.
No, that wasn't good enough, because we serve a great God, so let's get a little bit louder. We serve a great God, do we not?
Amen.
Amen, that's what I'm talking about. We do serve a great God, and like he said, my name is Michael Turner. My wife's name is Victoria. We have a one-year-old daughter named Phoebe, and then, like he said, my daughter is brand new. She's a newborn. She's turning 2 weeks old tomorrow, and her name is Esther. And we are missionaries in West Africa. We're going to the country of Benin. And my wife and I had the privilege of being able to spend 6 months in Burkina Faso, West Africa, where we started learning the language there, which is French. We got to learn the culture, get to see the need for the gospel there. And that's where God started burning in our hearts to come back. And it's so exciting. But if you have your Bibles, go with me to Luke chapter number 10. Luke chapter number 10 this morning. And like I said, we are going to Benin, West Africa. It's a country of roughly about 20 million people there. And a lot of these people over there are trusting in whatever religion they can find because these people are longing for a way into heaven. They're longing for the day that when they die, they can spend in glory standing before God. Yet over there, there's only two missionaries in the entire country trying to reach 20 million people. And we'll be the third missionaries over there. So these people over there are hearing about how they can through their works, they can get to heaven as they trust what the Muslims believe. Believing that Jesus is a prophet and not the Son of God. Others there, they believe in this cult that says if you memorize the Mosaic law and you keep it, then one day you can go to heaven, which is also not true. Because they've never heard the New Testament. They've never heard of the name Jesus Christ before. And there's others there that run to the féticheur. That's to say the witch doctor in French. You see, in the witch doctor, he says, look, I can give you hope. I can give you peace. I can give you safety. All you have to do is buy this ring. All you have to do is buy this necklace. All you have to do is buy this urn. And they're inviting demonic presences into their lives, causing them to be damned for all of eternity. You see, but that's why it's our desire to go over there and take the gospel to them, because the scripture says over in Romans chapter number 10, it says this, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't say you got to be black or white. It doesn't say you got to be old or young. It doesn't say you got to be tall or short. It doesn't say you got to be beautiful or ugly. It doesn't say you got to be rich or poor. It doesn't say you got to be strong or weak. It doesn't say you got to be athletic or a book reader. It doesn't say any of these things. All it says is that whoever decides they're going to call on Jesus to save them, he'll do it. But then right after that, he says these words right here. He says, but how then can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how can they hear, lest there be a preacher? And how shall they preach, except they be sent? You see, in other words, what he's saying is, if nobody goes to tell these people about Jesus Christ, if nobody goes to preach the gospel to somebody else, they won't be able to hear the name of Jesus Christ. And if they can't hear the name of Jesus Christ, they can't believe that he's real. They can't believe that he's the Son of God. They can't believe that he died on the cross to save them from their sins and to give them the gift of eternal life. And if they can't believe that he did that, they can't ask him to save them. And if they can't ask him to save them, they will die and they will go to hell for all of eternity, separated from our loving God. But if you're with me here, in Luke chapter number 10, and we're going to look at verse number 2. And Jesus here, he's speaking to the multitudes that are with him. He's speaking unto his 12 disciples. And look what he says here in verse 2. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Notice what he's trying to say. He says, the harvest truly is great, meaning that there's so much work that needs to be done. And the work that he's talking about, he said, there's so many people that are lost and dying and going to hell. But look at those five sad words he says right after it. But the laborers are few. But there's not many people that are willing to go out of their comfort zone to tell somebody else about Jesus Christ. There's not many people that are willing to give up their lives so that way somebody else might have eternal life. How sad is that? We just talked about if other people don't hear the name of Jesus Christ, they can't call on him for salvation, which means that they will die and go to hell. You see, but he says here that there's so many people that are lost and dying to go to hell. Where we're going in West Africa is 465 million people. That's almost 100 million more people than here in America. And here on your way to school, or maybe as you're driving to wherever it is you're going to work, or maybe you're going to go visit a family member, or wherever it is you're going around here, you might pass 5, 6, 7 churches. You're going to pass a handful of churches here. You see, if you were to go over to West Africa and you were to start driving, you could drive for an hour. You could drive for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, and you probably would never come across a church. And if you do come across a church, it's not a church that's telling you how you can get saved through Jesus Christ. You see, because the laborers are few. There's not many people that are willing to go out of their comfort zone to tell somebody else about Jesus Christ. But see, look what Jesus says to that. Look what Jesus tells you. He gives you a commandment, something that you could do today, right now. Look what he says. Look at it. Pray. Notice what it doesn't say, if you want to. Notice what it doesn't say. As long as it doesn't conflict with your schedule, as long as the sun is shining, you got food in your belly, you got money in your pocket, you got good friends, it doesn't say any of that, does it? No. He says pray. Pray what? Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. You see, in other words, God is saying, hey, I want you to start praying that God would stir up more missionaries to go so other people can get saved. In essence, what God is doing is he's saying, I want you to pray that God would stir up more people to share the name of Jesus Christ with somebody else. In essence, what he's trying to say is, I want you to start praying that God would save more lives, to save more souls. And you see, I remember being 17 years old. I didn't grow up in church, but I was 17 years old, getting into drugs and alcohol and anything else that I could find love and appreciation through. I was in high school playing football. And I remember there was a teammate of mine, and he came up to me, and he started inviting me to church every day for 2 weeks. And every time I would say no. You see, but one day was special. He came up to me, he said, look, man, I'll take you to church, and afterwards I'll buy you Chick-fil-A. And I said, where can I go? So I ended up going to church because I wanted a meal from Chick-fil-A. You see, because I did that, the first time in my life, I felt loved and appreciated. For the first time in my life, I felt like somebody cared for me. And so I kept going. And as I went to church, another guy in the youth group, a guy that I grew up with, going to high school with, he came up to me and he shared the gospel with me for the first time. Amen. To which I got saved. And I said, Lord, if you're willing to give your all to me, then I want to give my all to you. And right then, I started following the Lord and trying to serve him however which way I could. And I remember coming across this passage of scripture here that we're looking at this morning. In Luke chapter number 10. The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. You see, I started praying that. God, would you send forth more missionaries? God, would you see more people saved? God, would you stir up more people to tell somebody else about Jesus? You know, we serve a great God, do we not? That was sad, once again. Do we not serve a great God? Amen. Amen, that's more like it. You see, and because he is such a great God, he hears and answers our prayers. You see, but God started answering my prayer just not the way I thought he would. You see, as I started praying, God, would you send forth more laborers into your harvest? God started doing something on my heart. And God heard and answered my prayers by sending me to go. And maybe this morning, as you start following the Lord, as you start obeying him, and you start saying, Lord, would you send forth more laborers into your harvest? Maybe God starts hearing and answering your prayers by sending forth another missionary. Maybe he stirs up somebody from the other side of the world to go and share the gospel with somebody else. Maybe he stirs up another missionary out of this church. Or maybe God starts dealing with your heart. It starts laying on your heart the idea of going and being a missionary. Maybe as you start praying, God starts dealing with your heart about one specific person. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a co-worker. Maybe it's just somebody that you know. Maybe a neighbor. Maybe it's one of your classmates. Somebody that you know is not saved. And he starts laying that person on your heart and on your mind. And it's inescapable. And you know the only reason why God is placing this person on your heart and mind is because he wants you to share the gospel with them. And you know what happens? As you start to yield your life to the Holy Spirit, and you go up to him and you share the gospel with him, you know what God did? He heard and answered your prayers, young people. You prayed, God, would you stir up more laborers? And God heard and answered your prayer through you by making you one of his laborers as you share the gospel with other people. And I want you to understand that if other people don't hear the gospel, they can't get saved. And although I can stand up here and I can tell you, you need to get up after you finish college and go over to West Africa and come share the gospel over there because it's in such a need for missionaries. That's not what I'm going to tell you right now. What I'm going to tell you is that although there is people over there that need the gospel, although there's people all across the world, there's people right here in Haines City who have never heard the gospel before. They're just like me, living in Knoxville, Tennessee, never hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ before, until I was 17 years old. So I want to challenge you this morning. Would you take some time each and every day and start praying, God, would you send forth more laborers? God, would you stir up more missionaries to go? And then maybe just start praying, God, would you have me to go? And who would you have me to share the gospel with? Lord, we love you and we thank you so much for this time that we get to have to be here. Lord, I thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity to be able to present your word to these young people and to challenge them to better love you and to serve you. And I thank you so much for just using me. I thank you for saving me and giving me the calling to be your ambassador in West Africa. And I pray that you would stir up more laborers to go. I pray that you would stir up more missionaries to go. And I pray that maybe you'd start dealing with some of these young people's lives. Maybe you stir up these young people to go be missionaries. Or maybe you just start laying a person on their hearts and minds that they can share the gospel with today. So that way we can reach this world and our generation. And we love you. And we ask these things in your precious son, Jesus' name. Amen.